أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to yet another blessed day of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Today being the 21st day of this blessed month, and this only means one thing, is that we are in the home stretch. We're in the last 10 nights of this blessed month of Ramadan, and obviously in these last nights and days of this beautiful month, we need to double up our efforts, try to do extra worship, not only in terms of the quantity, but to really try and push and increase the quality of our worship. If we have yet in this month, if we have not been able to actually give the full attention to the Quran, to spiritual aspects such as the praying, the supplications, then we should try our best in these last few days to try and increase and make the most of this great opportunity that we have, because God knows if we will be alive next year to partake in this divine banquet that God has laid out for us. Today, in the topic of Ramadan reflections and leadership and management principles from the point of view of the Quran, we want to look at the topic of ensuring that everybody has a clear awareness, understanding of their roles and their responsibilities. Now, we know that when it comes to leadership, obviously, when you hire somebody, let's say, to work, or you bring upon new volunteers, or even at home, when we have a family, an extended family, and our children and other people that live at home with us, we always want to make sure that everybody knows what they have to do, what their job is, what their responsibilities are within the structure that we have in place. Obviously, we want to make sure that everybody is doing what they need to do. We need to make sure that the goal, the job gets done. And therefore, we have this delineation, we have these demarcations where people know what their tasks are. That doesn't mean that people can't overlap and help one another, but ultimately, everybody should be given a task, a responsibility, something to fulfill. This is what we will look at in the beautiful verse of the Quran for today from Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 45. Let us have a listen and a look at that verse, and then we'll come back and review the historical significance and a contemporary understanding of it. Allah says the following in His noble book, the Quran.
Ya ayyuhan nabiy, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira.
O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of happy tidings and an admonisher. What we see in this verse is that when God is speaking to the noble prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, God tells us, he addresses the prophet, and he says that indeed we have sent you with certain roles, certain tasks, certain responsibilities. God tells us that he is obviously a prophet, but then God actually goes and breaks down certain roles that the Prophet has in his mission, in his agenda to bring about change within our societies. God tells the Prophet that he is a shahid, he is a witness over the actions of humanity. Not only when the Prophet was alive, even though the Prophet is no longer with us some 1400 years later, but he is still a shahid, he is still a witness, although physically not alive on this earth. But we believe as Muslims that the Prophet is given knowledge of the community, of the actions, of the affairs of each and every single individual. Certain traditions tell us that this comes to the Prophet weekly. Other traditions tell us that the rightful successors of the Prophet, in this case the Ahlul Bayt, the 12 divinely appointed Imams, that the Imam of our time is given this information on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week. And so, at the first level, we see that the Prophet and the Imam of the time is a shahid, is a witness over our actions. God, again, is showing us that he has a specific role, a specific task. And then God says about the Prophet that he is not only a witness, but he is a mubashir and a nadhir. He is one who is giving glad tidings of paradise, of God's forgiveness, of the pleasure of God. But to balance that off, God also said he is nadhir, he is a warner. He is one who will warn of the fires of hell, of the punishments of the world to come, were we, or if we are to transgress the rules of God. Now, obviously what I want to sum it up and say is that the Prophet of God, it's not enough for God to say that you are a Rasul, that you're a messenger, or that you're a Nabi, that you're a prophet, or that you are an Imam, a leader. No, God actually goes down and breaks it down. He puts all of the roles and responsibilities of the prophet in this verse, or if not all of them, many of them. What does that mean for you and I? As managers, as people who want to seek to imbibe the Quranic teachings, the Quranic ethos of leadership and guidance within our institutions or organizations or companies or even our families. It means at the first level is that we, if we're in charge, that we need to ensure that everybody is given a role, a task, a responsibility. Not only are they given that, but obviously they have to be told what it is that they're doing. Right? If somebody is in charge of a specific project, obviously they're appointed, they are put into that project. They need to know about it. They need to be given the tools to become successful and to complete their responsibility. But also at the same time is that we need to let other people know what that person's role is. Right? So it's not enough for that person themselves to know what they have to do, where their level of accountability lies, who is, you know, in the chain of command, who are the people that they can rely upon for support. But other people on the team, you know, in order to build that strong, robust team, they also need to know what everybody's role is in the big picture. This is what we see from this verse, that we have to give people their roles, their responsibilities, what they have to do. And we also have to let them and others know what it is that they have to do, so they can be accountable, they can be taken to task for what they have been instructed to complete. We see that this again is the trademark, the hallmark of Allah. God does this within the Quran when He talks about the previous prophets or their successors or individuals, that they are told where their scope of importance or influence lies or what they need to do. And in our day-to-day life, as managers, as guides, as administrators, as mentors, we also need to follow this same methodology if we want to attain that level of success that we are seeking within our lives. We ask Allah in these last 10 days and nights to give us the ability to continue to worship, to fast, to pray, to read the Quran, to engage in supplication, and to become the best of believers in this month of Ramadan and well beyond this month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.